What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, I'll tell you what, Monday was glorious because Sunday was glorious, which to me means Tuesday is glorious as well. Look, we'll continue to revel in the Eagles' exhilarating victory from Sunday, which, of course, was only about 36 hours ago. So we'll continue to talk about Snowball 2. Seltzer, is that what we're calling it, Snowball 2, or is that...
Yeah, it works for me.
Does that work? Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll continue to take your calls from that, but also look ahead. Obviously, the Jalen injury is a concern. Washington, not a juggernaut, but a good football team. So a lot to do here with you today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Michelangelo only signed one piece of his art. Only one piece of work.
The Pietà, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. What a pull.
I know.
Did not see that coming.
Do you know why he only signed one?
His hand was broken all the other times.
No. It was jealousy.
What do I know?
Jealousy. He thought a rival, he heard a rival was getting credited for that Pietà.
Yeah.
And remember, the Pietà was commissioned. He carved that thing out of one piece of marble first try. Like, it was just the perfect piece of art.
I've seen it. And I love it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And so Michelangelo heard this other guy was getting credit, and apparently he carved something like, Michelangelo Buonarroti Florentine carved this on the sash of Mary right across the front of the whole thing.
It's like the Eagles. So no messing around.
No messing around. He meant business.
He
was going to let everyone know he carved that
thing. I love
thing
it. That's my kind of guy.
Neon.
Seltzer, that's Hammer-esque.
It is sort Hammer-esque. Is. You're right.
Yeah. You know, credit where credit is due. I'm just,
Hammer!
All right, so let's get to the birds here. If you don't know, the Eagles are the favorites. Now, before we get to that for the Super Bowl, before we get to that reality, I just want to say I'd still love to hear from you if you were at the game or obviously watched the game 2 days ago. And the reason I say that is because, you know, a lot of times in these instances, a Tuesday, you know, kind of start looking ahead and big sweeping themes and, you know, storylines for the week as it relates to what's ahead. And that stuff's on the table, obviously. But there's like no part of me wants to just totally move on from the glory of just 36 hours ago. So I would love to hear from you. I know a ton of people tried to call yesterday. Our phone lines were completely jammed up, but they're open right now. And if you want to comment on the game, the glory of the victory, your experience watching it, particularly if you were there and what that was like inside the link, phone lines are there for you, 215-592-9494, to react to the game. All right, now, let's also, though, start moving it ahead. I think most people know, but certainly not all listening right now. If you don't know, let me tell you this really cool and good news. The Eagles are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles, as we sit here on this Tuesday morning, three games left in pro football, are the favorites to win it all. Here are the betting odds. Eagles plus 180, Chiefs plus 210, Bills plus 260, Washington plus 800. I will ask everyone today, or at least everyone that calls in, 215-592-9494. What is your reaction to the Eagles being Super Bowl favorites? John Ritchie, first crack. Your reaction, sir, to the Eagles being the favorites to win it all?
Of course we are, Joe DeCamera. Of course we have the best odds to win it because we're the best team. We are the team that's destined to go and win this thing. Although I did think Detroit was the team we were destined to play en route to being the team destined to win
this whole thing. I did, too.
So sometimes the whole destined to win thing gets a little wonky.
Yep.
But, man, this time of year, I have always believed that the core of football sort of bubbles to the top. You know, the pithiest part of football comes out. And that's... You hit people, and the team that inflicts the most pain and inflicts its will upon others the most this time of year wins. And normally the best way to do that is you run the football in some form, in some shape or form. You run, you move forward, you know, rather than retreat with your big guys up front. We've talked about that a lot. They don't like it pass setting. And moving backwards, your offense needs to move forward, gain ground like an army moving across the battlefield. That's the way you win at this time of year. That's the way that the best teams impose their will.
Tell you and this, we Sean, that's are how, one of the that's best how the teams. Eagles did it in 2017. I will always believe they primarily won the Super Bowl because they controlled the offensive and defensive line, depending on who was on the field, their offensive line or the defense. They controlled the
line. This time of year, you run the ball, the run game travels. Defense travels. You hear that all the time. Defense wins championships.
Yep.
Play great defense. The Commanders during the regular season gave up the third most yards rushing in the NFL. And only the Saints and the Panthers allowed more yards per carry during the regular season, where the Commanders sat at 4.8 yards per carry. I'm telling you, the core of who you are comes out, and Jaden Daniels, he's going to be awesome. But the core of what we are is we pound you, we smash you on offense, we play sound, aggressive, just tackle you, in-your-face defense. And that's what wins. So I have so much confidence.
Yeah.
This week, I have so much confidence. I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
No, I get it.
I have so much confidence, period, that this is, you know, this is where the Cinderella crap, this is where the Cinderella crap ends for anyone else. And that's the Commanders. You know, it is a Cinderella season and good for them. You did hit on your young quarterback, but They can't stop us because we're the best. We're bigger, we're better, we're stronger, we're tougher, we're faster than everyone else, and I'm very confident this style of football, it elicits fear. They don't want to play us, and I believe that's for a reason. They know we will win. That's part
of it. Yeah, so here's the deal. Again, I'm curious where everyone stands, 215-592-9494. I mean, it's really cool, right, because, you know, we have all these seasons and all these games in Philadelphia sports, and you know, it's, you know, on one hand, it's geared for entertainment and just having fun on a Wednesday night, you know, but on the other hand, it's geared to like winning it all. And so when you have a team that really is on the precipice of winning it all, and is considered the favorite, it's a phenomenal reality and a fairly rare thing for us. I mean, you know,
greatness.
Yeah, no, it's,
we're witnessing greatness.
No, I agree. So let's not, shortchange just how cool it is. But what else do you make of the Eagles being the Super Bowl favorites? 215-592-9494. Here's where I'm at. Number one, they should be the favorites. I think they're the best team. They win a tremendous amount. Now, I will say, here's the one argument against the they win a tremendous amount thing, which I think we all know and feel. I mean, so does Kansas City. I mean, we can't act like they don't.
Every team that's doing what we're doing right now wins
but,
a whole lot.
But that one in particular, they've won the last two. They actually are the one team left in the playoffs that had a better record this year than the Eagles. I mean, they've lost one game this year. Is it two or one?
One where they tried, two technically.
Okay, right, one when they tried. So, like, that's... Right, exactly. They lost to Carson. So, you know,
But they feel like such a shallow comparison to their previous incarnations.
I know.
It feels like they've got Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Like this postseason, it's been the Kelce show.
But their D's better. Better than 2 years ago.
Well, of course,
it is.
Of course, you got Steve Spagnuolo who can pull all sorts of tricks out of his bag with zero blitzes and stuff. But it's sort of the same old stuff.
They
don't feel intimidated by them.
I know. So, you know, The easy thing to say is, you know, the Eagles should be the favorite because they always win, but, you know, but KC does even more, technically. I think one of the big aspects of this is it just shows that Washington is clearly the weakest team left and that the Eagles should win this Sunday. I mean, the reality is, you know, there's three juggernauts left and then there's Washington. I'm just keeping it real. That's what it is. No Eagles player would say that. No Eagles player should think that. They certainly shouldn't publicly state it. I'll state it. There are three juggernauts left, and there's Washington. And that's part of why, you know, with the two juggernauts in the AFC about to square off, that's part of why the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Put another way, it means the Eagles should win on Sunday. That's what it means. Doesn't mean they definitively will, but it means they should win on Sunday, and I think they will. Now, the Jalen injury thing, we can't just, like, overlook that and act like it's not a thing. It's real. We don't know exactly what it is. We don't know when we're going to know what it is, and perhaps not even until Sunday, that we just start seeing him move or not move as effectively. So that is a worry, for sure. But, you know, there's a few other things that go through my mind when I think about the Eagles being Super Bowl favorites. One is the phenomenal turnaround from the way it ended last year. I mean, a team that lost six out of their last seven games. Six out of the last seven. And some of the games not even close. I mean, not even close. Down 27-0 to the Giants.
I think I blocked a lot of it out.
Blown out by Baker Mayfield and the Bucs.
That
just seems impossible. Blown out.
All of that.
Yeah.
It seems like that's not our team.
So what a turnaround, right? That's a big one. And then to the point John made, or series of points John made, I think maybe more than anything, what stands out to me more than anything about the Eagles being Super Bowl favorites is it just shows how exceptional the exceptional strengths of the Eagles are, which really primarily are three things. It's the Birds' defense, it's the Eagles' offensive line, and it's the Saquon Barkley factor. I mean, those three things, in my opinion, are all 10 out of 10s. They're not 9.5s, they're not 9.1. Like, they are 10 out of 10s. The defense, the offensive line, and Saquon.
They have the best of each of those left in the playoffs. They have the best.
No question.
You know what I mean?
No
question.
That's
a pretty freaking big deal.
It is. Now, do I wish the passing game was better? Of course. And is there a concern if Jalen can't run as much that he's going to be forced to either hand it off to an extent that is predictable or has to throw more than I'd like him to throw? Yes, that is a concern. Can't sugarcoat it. Can't move around it. We'll see what happens. But it's exciting as hell to know we got this kind of squad. I think it is appropriate that the Eagles are the Super Bowl favorites. And again, just to bring it home for this game coming up, I think it means the Eagles are certainly supposed to win against Washington. No matter how many times I hear that, I always feel like it was Rich's fault. But that's all right. We all make excuses in life. Good morning to you on a great day, because it's a great week. Joe DeCamera, John Rich, 94 WIP. Eagles are the Super Bowl favorites. Let's get your reaction. And, of course, your look back to the tremendous victory. And it was, that was one that, man, that was tough in a lot of ways. You know, but they pulled it out. Survive in advance, and one of the final four teams, and I think the team that should be the favorite to win it all. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Our buddy Craig calling from Washington, D.C., but we know he's an Eagles fan.
That is such an awesome song.
It's
thank
a great
you,
song.
Jimmy. Thank you.
It is a great song.
And thank you, Craig.
Craig, how are you, pal?
Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly, score what's touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's how you do, Craig.
The spoken word,
start
fly, Eagles, fly.
Start this thing off.
It was very Bob Dylan-like.
It was awesome.
Hey, start this thing off right, baby. Hey, I don't know if y'all remember. I invoked the spirit of the Black Mamba. I don't know if y'all remember. Kobe Bryant did it just like that. He did a video before, you know, when we won the last
Super Bowl. I do remember that.
He spoke it. Remember how he spoke it so eloquent? I love it. I still say it to this day, guys. Oh, man, how y'all doing? To the
great.
Best damn sports show in the world.
We're good, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
We're excited,
know,
man.
I'm down here. As y'all know, I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm in the heartbeat of the enemy camp down here.
All right, so Craig, give us their what's the mindset of the Washington Commanders fan?
They're nervous. Trust me. Listen, I can't wait to go to my. Listen, I'm going to my barbershop today, and I'm telling you, they've been giving. They know that they've got a problem, team. Let me tell you something. When I walk in, they said, "Man, we didn't want no part of y'all. We didn't want. You know, they were wanting the Rams so bad, Joe. You just don't know.
That's
but
great.
They know the impending doom that's coming. You know, they're not coming to the link to take anything from us, man. I mean, I'm just so amped for this thing, guys, because when you look at it, the only way they beat us last time is because Jalen went out. Jalen got hurt. Okay, we're going to be at our full strength. I swear, I hope.
I don't think it's fair to simplify it that. Well, I'll say this, Craig. I don't think it's fair to simplify it that much. Jaden Daniels played really well in that game, and part of why he played really well is because he's really good. I mean, he's done a lot more of that this year than the clunker he put out against the Eagles when his ribs were hurting. He's really good.
Remember, GJ got put out in that game as well.
I know he did.
So, you know, we were a big deal.
Jaden Daniels understands. Jaden Daniels has really found, like, the happy medium between risk and reward. And he has put every defense in a bind now where if he doesn't like what he sees throwing it, and he's really good at seeing where he's throwing it, if he doesn't like that, he's just going to tuck it and run and beat you. Like, he's simplified it in his own mind where it slowed down. And it's not normal for a young player right. to be this advanced yep. to where he can do that. But he, so he's got the gifts of a young player and the ability to scramble and run like a young player. But he's got the old man mind that Tom Brady or someone else. Totally. I don't want to overstate.
Yeah, but he's
it's not Tom Brady.
But he's advanced.
He really does yeah. know what he's looking at.
Yeah. All right, Craig, I'm expecting you to make a lot of noise down there this week, my man.
Yeah, you know that. Hey, listen, our defense, you know, real quick, I just can't, you know, if you would tell me, guys, you know, you had two quarterbacks and one threw for 120-plus yards and no touchdowns and another one that threw for 300-plus and two touchdowns, I mean, you know, the obvious person that we would all take is the guy that had the nice numbers. But what got me is, guess what? The guy with the nice numbers, he's making tee times right now in Cancun. Our guy, he's a winner. And that's what I need to say. I just want to sum it up, man, to start this show out right, that this team we've got, everybody, you know, get behind it. Stop with the madness about Jalen's got to throw for 300 every game. I know he's got his flaws. But this team is excellent, man. I mean, we are winners, guys. And this is what it's going to come to at the link. The link is going to be rocking Sunday. I can't wait, everybody.
All right, Craig. Craig, always good hearing from you, bud. Keep the calls coming through the playoff run. Thanks, pal. Now, one issue, obviously, for the Eagles has been and may continue to be, John, the kicking situation with Jake Elliott. So we're putting it into a Twitter poll question of the day. It's the exact same question we asked a week or two ago before one of the games, who should be the kicker. We're asking it again. So Twitter poll, because it's gotten even worse. I mean, he's missed multiple kicks already in the playoffs, let alone down the stretch of the season. So, you know, we wonder, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who should be the Eagles kicker versus the Commanders? Here are the two choices. Choice A, Jake Elliott. Choice B, this guy don't have a name, no name.
Secret guy?
Choice B is best available free agent kicker. Notice, we're not saying some random scrub off the street. We're saying someone that Howie Roseman has on a list of probably the five next guys to sign, bring in three of
who
them.
Who is technically right now a random scrub on the street.
Yeah, but
if we're being real about
it. But he's not a scrub. He can kick better than I can.
He's not one of the 32 best kickers in the NFL according to NFL teams.
But he might be.
Maybe the 32nd.
He might be. All right.
I can't remember.
By the way, James, Jake Elliott might not be one of the 32
he
best.
He might not be.
That's the problem. Yeah. And I think my mind is playing tricks on me. I can't even really remember that did he really miss two extra points?
Two extra points.
In the same game?
One was in the snow, one wasn't.
I think my mind is already tricking me to say, it couldn't have been two extra points in the same game. Like that almost doesn't register to where I'm having to ask if it was really true. And it just happened a couple days ago.
I'm moving on. I'm just telling you. And the good news about if you move on from Jake Elliott right now, it's not the classic scenario of moving on from a kicker where you have to cut him. You don't have to cut him. I want Jake Elliott to be my kicker next year. I want Jake Elliott to, in the offseason, like Mickey said to Rock, soak your head.
So then every time he misses a kick or an extra point in the future.
I don't give a damn, John.
He's going to have this problem.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I don't want a Craig Kimbrell situation. I don't want that.
With him this far. Now it's past the point where it'll be productive.
See, I don't buy that.
For him or even productive for another kicker to come in cold, basically without a warm-up. So to speak, of meeting and being with and learning the team and the holder.
You don't have to learn the team. Just kick the ball three or four times a game. That's all it is.
Okay, look,
that's all I'm asking you to do.
That's the way I view it. Yeah. Believe me, I don't think kicking should be this difficult as it's being made, but it is. And it's especially hard during the postseason when every kick matters that much more. Yeah. This guy that you're bringing in, the random guy that no one even knows, the secret man, the secret kicker, if he misses, that everyone goes home and we don't go to the Super Bowl. And it's his fault. Like, that is a huge responsibility. And right now, I believe Jake Elliott is the kicker that we could trust the most.
Here's
it's so inconsistent.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're saying this. So here's the deal.
I just think it's too late, Joe.
Well, here's why I don't think it's too late. I'm not asking him. Let me give you an example. I'm not asking the new person to come in and reinvent the telephone. Like, if humanity pretty much dies, but there's 100 of us left, the telephone is like, we got 100 of us that don't know how to invent a telephone. How do we invent a telephone? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not asking him to do something so impossible. I am asking the kicker and the holder and the snapper to spend 5 days, sign them on a Tuesday, spend 5 days to learn their timing and get it down. You got 5 days. I don't think it's that hard. It's not reinventing the frickin' internet. It's just having your timing down to make a field goal. I don't think it's that difficult. So I would sign a different kicker. I don't trust Jake Elliott. I'm not saying I would trust guy behind door number two. I get it. He's probably not one of the 10 best kickers in the world. That's why he's
like
a free agent.
It's an impossible setup for that kicker, too.
But after Craig Kimbrell, I can't do that again.
Coming in off the street, hey, everything, our future rides on you,
man.
Well,
right now it rides on Jake Elliott. It rides on Jake Elliott right now.
We know Jake, and Jake knows us, and Jake feels supported by us and the team and the city.
I don't give a damn about that.
It matters for kickers. It matters so much.
Well,
that really makes a difference.
All right, so where are you on this? Rhea, you're a keep Elliott person, right?
Yeah, I think I'm with John. It's too late.
No, what? Why? I mean, I'm not asking.
There's only possibly two games left in the season.
But just come in, learn the timing, kick the ball.
Yeah, I don't think you can learn that in 5 days.
I disagree. I mean, Dicker the kicker. He filled in for a game for Jake Elliott.
Yeah, he had a game-winning kick.
Look at Jake Elliott. Look at Jake Elliott's first game with the Eagles.
First game, 61-yarder or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, what was the
second game?
What was the timing issue there?
I understand. I just think it's too late. It's a move I probably would have made earlier in the season.
Well, I agree with that. James, should they have a new kicker for Sunday or not?
No, I think it's not as much about the operation as it is these guys are on the street for a reason. Like,
I know
that you can pick someone up and he might be able to hit a longer kick than Jake, but in terms of in the pressure, in the moment, this guy has been walking the streets and we're going to throw him into the NFC Championship game and potentially have to kick a game-winning kick. Like, as much as Jake is stunk, I'll take the guy who's made those kicks before.
Yeah. Well,
I think that Jake, even though he's a head case right now, will automatically be less of a head case than whoever it is you bring off the street and thrust our entire fate on his shoulders.
Well, I think he's automatically more of a head case because he's the guy that's missed three kicks in the last 2 weeks and probably six or seven in the last month.
Like, I hate it so much, and I believe that Howie is at fault here.
Oh,
I believe he did wrong by not getting this done last, whatever it was, two weeks before Thanksgiving.
I know.
Let's just hope it's not Aaron Sipos 2.0 in terms of
James,
not making
right.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
That's right.
Thanks, James.
No, you're right. All right. Where do you stand on? So, a lot of good stuff floating around, but the kicking thing is not one of them. Where do you stand on Jake Elliott? Thumbs up or thumbs down to keep him? What do you make of it? Good morning to you. On a tremendous but extremely cold, holy mackerel, Tuesday morning.
11, Joe.
Wow.
It's 11 out.
That's not good.
No.
That is not good. All right.
That's dangerous cold.
Yeah, it is, man. It really is. All right, Eagles, dangerous to the rest of the league. That's why the Eagles are the favorites right now to win the Super Bowl. Two other quick non-Eagles things, because, you know, like 99% of our show this week will be Eagles. But two other things just to put out there. One, congrats to Ohio State. Game really wasn't close. You know, it just wasn't. So
it was at the end. Heck did that happen?
Yeah.
It really did turn into a game.
And after the kicker missed the field goal.
You gotta give that coach, you gotta give Notre Dame credit for seeming to stay in
it. Yeah, no, they should guts, but you know, it was kind of like expected. Ohio State won. So, you know.
They were much better.
They were better. And the other thing, and we didn't address this at all yesterday. It happened, I think, early in the weekend. I mean, Joel Embiid out 7 to 10 days. Like, what in the world?
Does it feel like he wants to play?
Any way? I'd really believe. I think you're being unfair on that, John.
Really?
I think he's injured.
Okay.
He's injured.
All right.
So
he's
injured.
With John on this one.
No, he's injured.
Okay.
So it's a disaster, and you know,
I'm now. It's the worst that I'm questioning that. Like that. Yeah. Is as low as it gets for me.
I get it.
Well, you know, and I hate that I feel that way about him.
Yeah.
There's not trust there. And that's brutal.
Yeah, no, I think you're overthinking it a bit, though. I think the guy's just hurt. And, you know, so who knows where the situation goes, but it's a disaster. 215-592-9494. All right. I had said earlier, didn't want to shortchange the victory from 2 days ago and just completely move on to Eagles-Washington. While that's exciting and tempting to talk Eagles-Washington, I mean, 2 days ago, which is 36 hours ago, when the Eagles won. Let's listen one last time to how it sounded here on WIP. Marilyn, Mike with the calls, just to kind of refresh your mind on what went on in that glorious game. Your calls all show. Let's hear how Marilyn and Mike called it.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC Championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and 4 at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards. Here's the extra point, spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it 62 again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap, place, kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The 6th sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is...
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun. On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. Boy, that'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are at a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford. He backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is caught.
It is caught by Nacua down near the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Well, a tremendous victory by the Birds. And this will be the 8th time the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game since Dallas was last in it. And I'll tell you this, because obviously it was tight the other day. When a team wins a championship, and the Eagles certainly might, they're the favorites to do it now, there's almost always a game or more where you really go through true adversity. You know, the Eagles-Atlanta game is an example. The Matt Stairs home run game, game 4 versus the Dodgers. The Phillies were getting close to a 2-2 series. It wasn't as bad as Atlanta, but it was like, you know, the series was starting to get a little scary. Obviously, Phillies-Astros 80, you know, all-time example. So this might be one of those ones we look back and say this was the moment it was scariest. and they got through it. And look, it is a tremendous credit to their organization, their players, their toughness, their skill, you know, that they found a way to win that game.
You know, the coolest thing about that first Barkley run is somebody pointed it out on Twitter, and I've now gone back and watched the video like, you know, 100 times.
Sure.
In the background are the funniest things. Like, he's only like 10 yards down the field. Jalen's already signaling touchdown.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson is casually walking off the field like, got this one. And Dickerson has his hands to the heavens. It's the funniest video when you look at the ones behind Saquon.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494. What is your reaction, of course, to the game from just 2 days ago, but also looking ahead to the fact that the Eagles are now Super Bowl favorites? Let's go to Dan right now. Dan, good morning, pal.
Good morning. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Fantastic.
Joe, I need some life advice.
Yes, sir.
So I deliver mail for a living. It's going to be like 11 degrees today, right?
Yep.
I call my boss and say I got a case of the NBs. Do I get a raise and I get to stay home?
So you do everything you just said except call it the NBs. You just...
I thought you could
show up
to work and get a $280 million car contract.
I hear you, man. Dan, yes or no? You've called out in your life sick when you weren't sick. Yes or no?
Oh, 100% of the time.
100%? No way.
Well, that would mean you never got sick. That's not possible.
Or he works while he's sick and just calls off when he's off, when he's not.
Listen, as for Jake Elliott, right, Ruben Frank gave a crazy stat. He's 19 for 19 in field goals in the playoffs.
I think it was 22 of 22.
Yeah, the three from the last game made it 22. He was 19 for 19 heading into last game.
Yeah.
So he obviously has a problem with the point after attempt. So just go for two.
Hold on. Here's where I'm going to cut you off right away. You can disagree with this, and I'm sure many will, but... here's where I'm at. It doesn't matter to me that he made field goals in 17, 18, and 19 in the playoffs, or 22 and 23 in the playoffs. That's not who he is right now. That's like saying Mitch Williams was good in June, so let me trust him game six of October.
It does have some bearing.
It
helps me feel a little bit more confident.
A little bit. I'll give you a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, Dan, Craig Kimbrell was phenomenal. Phenomenal's a little strong. He was really good in the 2023 Phillies regular season. He was an all-star. He was one of two all-stars on the team.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the years. I'm talking about he's 22 for 22.
Yeah, but you're giving me something from 6 years ago.
He hasn't missed a field goal this playoff.
Yeah, but he missed two extra points. Maybe three, right? Because he missed something in the first game.
But hopefully it doesn't come down to extra points to win the game.
Well,
but it might.
Almost tied here. I agree. It's a concern. But
yeah, I just don't like your reason. That's all I'm saying. I mean, use the player. All right, Dan, I'm going to ask you a question straight up. Do you trust him?
For field goals, yes. It's a weird thing.
But Dan, he was missing field goals in the regular season. All right, buddy. Good to hear from you.
He trusts him.
I don't either.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
He needs to trust him. He needs to believe that he's going to make it when it's 35, when it's 33, when it's 53, when it's 61. And I don't know what he thinks he's good at kicking right now. Like, where's his comfort zone? When he and Coach, you know, Nick talk before the game, okay, where do you feel good from? Is it like 22 yards?
Yeah.
Even imagine that conversation.
I get the argument to keep him. He's done well before, but I don't like something from 6 and 7 years ago. Carson Wentz was good 7 years ago. I mean,
It shouldn't matter. The here and now matters for everyone else. What have you done for me lately in the NFL? Not for long, where they get rid of you. Nothing's guaranteed, including your contract. He needs to do better, and he has not, but it's now to the point where anyone else who comes in, I believe they would do a worse job because it is so immense the spotlight, the pressure, everything else that comes with it. Would whoever comes in's performance be better than this?
You
even
get
though
to,
I
but
know
John,
this is compromised.
You do get the Craig Kimbrell analogy, right? Someone who was good and is faltering, and you stick with him just because he's your guy. Like, we all knew going into game four, Craig Kimbrell shouldn't get in that game unless the Phillies were really in a compromised spot. Like, the 11th inning, you're running out of pitchers. Okay, you got to go to someone. I mean, James, we talked
this
about that that day.
Similar.
Don't use him in game four.
We said use anyone else. I think I said use Garrett Stubbs over him in that game.
Oh my God. And it cost him a season and really maybe a championship. Like, really maybe a championship. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of championships, obviously, two more games to go, hopefully, for the local squad. And playoff football is fun, and getting geared up to watch games with good food is fun. We're giving away today a cool prize here, a $150 gift card for you to get from Wild Fork Foods. Get yourself all geared up for game day. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selections of Angus beef, burgers, chicken wings, and more.
Oh, my gosh. I love Wild Fork much.
Here
I got yak. I made chili with yak. You can get all sorts of different meats and things. They had yak that I tried.
Not
and
yards
added
after
to
catches.
Chili. No, this was actual yak that I added to the chili. It was the best chili I've ever had.
That's awesome, man.
Delicious.
So find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get some game day shipping, which is really get same day shipping, which is great.
All right, so incredible.
Here's how we're giving them away today. Obviously, the snow was in the air and on the ground 2 days ago. Still on the ground, but no longer in the air. It was a wild scene at the link, and it was fun. Obviously, whether you were there or viewing it on TV, we'll ask you today because you guys know we love movies, we love shows, the whole deal. A lot of scenes involve snow. Best scene ever in a movie or a show involving snow. Best answer, whoever provides it, a snow scene will win the $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. John Ritchie, a snow scene in a movie or a show. What are you thinking?
Of course, my mind goes to the ice planet Hoth. Empire Strikes Back. Remember, Luke gets lost in the blizzard
sure
of
does.
Snow, and the Wampa kills his Tauntaun,
and he has to climb in there.
Kills the Tauntaun, and he gets taken by the Wampa.
Oh, that one!
He wakes up. He's upside down, hanging, getting ready to be eaten by a Wampa, and Han comes to his rescue.
That's right. It sure
Han
does.
Comes to his rescue. You remember how I thought it was so intriguing that Han said, I thought you smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah.
As he cuts open the Tauntaun to keep Luke alive with the warmth from the inside, the guts of the Tauntaun. I thought, to me, at my young age, that was one of the most graphic ideas I had ever thought of. He has to crawl inside the Tauntaun that they just zipped open with his lightsaber. Holy cow, just to stay alive. It was like incomprehensible.
No question.
To me.
No question. Seltzer, snow, scene.
I'm thinking about people who don't know Star Wars hearing Tauntaun 15 times and womping
no
on
idea
it.
What
like,
he's
what the hell
about.
Is happening? I'm going to leave the big answers on the board. I'm just going to try and take a way out of the way answer. Yeah. The end of Christmas Vacation when you see Clark standing in the snow just looking out, and then it pans down and the dog's looking right at him. Great stuff.
All right, a lot of good stuff out there. Rhea, what do you got?
I know we always talk about a lot of different scenes in Home Alone, but the one that gets me all the time is at the end of the movie when Kevin's looking out the window and the snow's falling and the old man next door is reconciling with his family. I love that scene.
Yeah, that is a good scene. Look, there are big scenes. There's one in particular I'll tell you I have in mind as a potential winning answer. I'm interested if anyone says it today. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. Best scene ever in a show or a movie that involves snow.